Time now for a winter sports story with a high-tech twist. This winter, ski resorts in the western U.S. are renting a lightweight exoskeleton that enables skiers with bad knees to shred the slopes pain-free. WBGO's John Kalish explains.
Usually, exoskeletons consist of a metal frame that goes around someone's legs and, with the help of electronics and battery power, enables the person to walk. Exoskeletons are used for gait rehabilitation and paraplegic mobility, but they tend to be very heavy and quite expensive. Engineer Tim Swift was part of the original three-person team that developed EXO, one of the first exoskeletons. Swift left the company that makes EXO in part because he was frustrated by the high cost. It sells for as much as $150,000.
I was right there every single time when somebody got in, stood up, walked, right? The emotional high of having somebody who hasn't walked in 25 years and helping them stand up and take their first steps, right? The tears, the hugs, the family, all that kind of stuff. It's great. The problem is with these devices, that emotional high is paired with the low of after an hour, we sit them back down, we put them in their wheelchair, and they roll out the door like nothing ever happened.
Swift became convinced that a radical departure from earlier designs was necessary in order to make exoskeletons accessible and affordable. He started a company called Roam Robotics, which makes exoskeletons out of plastic and fabric. Instead of a heavy precision motor, it is powered by pneumatics. It attaches to the thigh and ski boot. There are cables connecting it to a backpack that houses an air compressor and batteries. Nikhil Dongade is the chief operating officer of Roam Robotics.
What the device is doing is fundamentally taking weight off the knee. And that's why some of our users keep coming back, is because they don't feel the pain. They can ski all day and not have to worry about how badly it's going to hurt at the end of the day.
The skiing exoskeleton is called Elevate. In addition to taking about 30% of a person's weight off their knees, it also supports the quadricep muscles on the thigh.
You want it to be just supportive so that it is offloading, but at the same time, not interfering with your skiing style. One of the questions people ask is like, hey, is the device skiing for you? Or is the device guiding how you ski? The answer is no.
I got Ted Bonnet, a Los Angeles-based podcast producer, to check out the Elevate exoskeleton. Bonnet is 63 and has skied for most of his life, but he hadn't been skiing in 5 years. At first, Bonnet wasn't sure whether the exoskeleton was doing anything, but then he realized it was helping him in a subtle way.
You know, I'm starting to feel it.
Yeah.
It's making my turns so much easier. It's like power steering.
Roam Robotics had a former ski pro named Thomas accompany Bonnet during his road test of the exoskeleton. At one point, Thomas suggested turning the exoskeleton off for a while. Bonnet says the difference was like night and day.
Oh, holy cow. My evil guide, Thomas, just convinced me to turn off the system and do 10 runs on a decent intermediate hill. And suddenly, back to the Stone Age.
I was skiing hours beyond where I could have skied otherwise. That was pretty cool. At times, I started feeling like I was 20.
Next month, Roam Robotics will unveil a medical exoskeleton for people suffering from osteoarthritis. And later this year, a military exoskeleton will debut. It will make soldiers faster and increase their endurance. Again, Tim Swift, CEO of Roam Robotics.
I look at a future where exoskeletons are pervasive. They're everywhere in our lives. They're embedded into what we do. They form the standard of care models for the way that we do rehabilitation. It's how we play longer, play harder. It's in our jobs. It's in the military to help them continue to do more.
This winter, skiers in California, Colorado, Idaho, Montana, and Utah can rent the ski exoskeleton for $109 a day. Next fall, the company will sell it for between $3,500 and $5,000. And next winter, snowboarders can rent the exoskeleton for the first time, and the device may finally make its way to East Coast ski resorts. For the WBGO Journal, I'm John Kalish.